In 2016, This American Life's Ira Glass was coming to Seattle to give a talk, and KNKX was one of the organizers. So to promote it and get the word out, we scheduled a time to talk with him ahead of his shindig and to see if we could squeeze out a story from his life that we could play on Sound Effect. Ira is a busy person, and his people were very specific about how much time we were going to have with him, and it wasn't a lot. So producer Allie Ferguson connected our studio in Seattle with Ira's New York studio, and we were waiting and waiting and waiting for his voice to pop into our headphones. And I really had to go to the bathroom, and I made a quick dash for it. And when I came back, Allie was frantically gesticulating with her arms that Ira was on the line and for me to sit my butt down and to start the interview. And I did. And I didn't even tell Ira who I was. I just jumped in and started asking him really bad questions about his show. How has the show evolved over the years? Is there more of a focus on investigation rather than storytelling?
That's a very leading question. I feel like you gave an answer in your question. But an
accurate
answer. How has
the show evolved?
You don't have to ask it again. I'm sorry, I'm a professional interviewer. I'm sorry. That was really bratty, actually. I apologize.
So I got schooled a little bit, and the conversation continued and went okay. And Ira did end up sharing a personal story with us about when he was a kid and how he kept having this nightmare over and over again about fighting in Vietnam.
And Vietnam, from what I could tell from TV, involved a lot of carrying stuff through a forest and running. And it looked like sports. And I was kind of a fat kid. I was like a round kid who wasn't into sports. And I knew that whatever it is that I would be called upon to do in Vietnam would involve a lot of like running and walking and being outside in the heat, which I also was very much not into as a child. And I just knew I was going to be bad at that.
And then the conversation just kind of wandered. Speaking of sleep, I just learned an interesting factoid today that the most, I guess, restful sleep that we get in our lives happens between the ages of 4 and 6.
You know, I was wondering, where is this sentence going? And I really thought you were going to say on airplanes.
No.
Like, I thought you were going to say, like, the most restful sleep of our lives we get is on airplanes.
No.
But you see, that's total projection for me because I actually do get really, I sleep so well on airplanes.
That's great. I pass out on airplanes. I have fainting spells on airplanes, and they're horrible.
Out of fear?
I think it's now psychosomatic because it happened once. And now it happened, then it happened again. And now it's, oh my gosh, it's happened. And I feel it coming on and I just get up and walk around. Even sometimes
wait
I'm not
a second.
Supposed to.
And so it happens like while you're sitting in the chair.
While I'm sitting in the chair, yes. Yeah.
And you'll feel, how is it different from falling asleep?
Like, it's awful. It's terrible. Things get like wah, 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 and then kind of just diffuse. That actually happens when you're about to pass out. And so you have a little bit of a warning, but it's usually not enough of a warning. And then you're just
wait,
out.
Let's just take that for a second. You said that happens. You mean in a literal way? Literally, you hear like a little like horn go like, wah, wah,
yeah,
wah,
like
wah,
it's just everything.
Not
quite as musical. No, not quite as musical. But everything gets fuzzy. All the sound suddenly has like fuzzy on it. Just fuzz.
Wow.
And then it just fades to black real fast. And then I had one experience on an international flight, Seattle to New York, New York to London, and I was trying to make the plane to London with a 3-hour layover in New York and after this experience. And it was just, it was crazy. I went to this medical center at JFK. They have their own little kind of doctor's office where they treat flight attendants for spider bites in Africa and stuff, and had this little adventure there. So
really?
Yeah.
And on the wall, are there just pictures of different kinds of spiders?
No, like, no, it's like, just this decrepit building that looks like it was like a 1970s school building, like sort of looked like
wow.
A prison. Yeah. So, but anyway, I'm glad you can sleep on planes. That's good. I'm glad you can do that. That's good.
I'm sorry that you go unconscious and
yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen as often. And one last question. How do you balance your personal life and your work life? How do you, because I know you work a lot of hours.
Badly. You know, I just do a terrible job of it. And I'm just basically working any moment that I'm awake almost. I mean, you know, like I'll have a little time at the end of the day to talk to my wife. And to, there's one friend who I call every day.
Really?
Who's a neighbor of mine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a friend of mine from the dog park, and now she can't go out to the dog park. She's 89, and so we just check in every day. She's my buddy, and so like, but I don't know. I feel like work is play, you know, like work is play, and so like being at work, you know, for long hours, it can be kind of grueling. But like, if you have a job you like, it's not so bad.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We're
like
lucky.
It.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ira Glass, thank you. Thanks for talking.
Sure.
I don't even think I introduced myself. I'm Jennifer Wing, by the way.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.